Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. An economist for the Council of Trade Unions says unemployment generated by the government's budget settings will have a lifetime effect on whānau. Craig Rennie, who also sits on Labour's Policy Council, says budget projections are for unemployment to rise more quickly than previously expected and stand at 5.3% by the end of the year. That will mean 166,000 New Zealanders out of work, or 47,000 more than when the coalition government took office. Based on past trends, a disproportionate number will be Māori.
Not only will that mean real difficulty for Māori communities in Auckland and elsewhere, but it will mean real challenges getting young people into work. Youth unemployment is already at its highest rate since 2015. The levels of young people not in education, employment or training rocketed in the last measure. This will see this rising again, and we know that has lifetime effects.
Regional Development Minister Shane Jones says Māori will benefit from the new $1.2 billion Regional Infrastructure Fund. The fund, announced in last week's budget, will largely focus on, but not be limited to, projects costing between $1 million to $50 million. Mr. Jones says he's considered barriers to investment faced by Māori entities.
First 42 projects are up to $100 million over time. Many of them are located in areas proximate to marae, proximate to Māori land holdings. These projects, I'm hoping, will be funded ASAP because they all have a resource consent. And I would remind everyone in regional New Zealand, a lot of the employees in these small companies delivering these services are our rangatahi.
Shane Jones says one project in line for funding, subject to technical reports, is upgrading infrastructure at the Ratanapa Township. Wahine Māori, prominent in managing government, local government and iwi, have been recognised in the King's Birthday Honours List. Three were made Companions of the New Zealand Order of Merit. Former Manukau Deputy Mayor Anne Candy, who at 80 is still sitting on the Manurewa Local Board. Arihia Bennett, who capped what had already been a long career of service with 12 years as Chief Executive of Te Runanga o Ngāi Tahu, and Megan Tamati Quinnell, the Curator of Māori and Indigenous Art at Te Papa and the Curator of the first major survey of Ngāi Tahu art. Also from Ngāi Tahu, former Manukau City Councillor Colleen Brown was awarded a KSO for services to people with disabilities, local governments and the community. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou.